Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. You took my cheat sheet.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show. It's Carrie Hallbert. How are you doing today, Carrie?
I'm great. How are you doing? And that I need that cheat sheet back. We're going to
have
to share.
I thought you had one.
No.
You were like marking one.
That is it. I wrote on the bottom of my cheat sheet.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to share it.
Good grief.
There's so much to talk about it with the chamber.
That's what I'm gathering.
Oh my goodness.
So when do you want to give away the let's stretch it out. We'll give it away in the second segment. What
okay,
do you say?
Sounds great.
Oh, tell me all about first of all, welcome to the show again.
Thank
this is your
you.
Monthly your monthly visit. We appreciate
yes.
you coming out and joining us today. Did you have your meeting today, I guess, this morning?
Yes, we did.
Good crowd?
Great crowd, yep.
Good crowd at the chamber meeting, wonderful. You have all kinds of stuff to talk about.
It's busy.
Let's start with the golf. How'd the golf go?
Golf outing went well.
Really?
We had to move
lost
the date.
Yeah, we lost a week, didn't we?
Yes, because of the potential of rain.
Yeah.
So we moved it to June 3rd, and it was cloudy, and it did sprinkle a little bit, but actually it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And we had 14 teams.
Sure.
17 hole sponsors.
Well, that's cool.
And we have lots of other sponsors as well. Well,
that's wonderful.
For like lunch and, well, WFIW sponsored the first place prize.
Wait a minute. We gave you the money to give away for first place?
Yes. You guys are such a great supporter of the chamber, and we appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. On behalf of the entire organization, did we get a golf team too?
You did not have a golf team, but you had a really nice sign.
And I got to play.
You got to play.
And I did get to play.
It was good to see
you
out there.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks. It was good to be out there.
That seemed like a fun team.
It was. We had a good time. Me and the Chiefs.
The Chiefs team.
Me and the Chiefs. Yeah, that was. It was a good time. There's Andrew Miller. He can play some golf.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Huh.
Keith can knock it out there pretty good too. I was the anchor, by the way.
Ah.
Dragging the team down, stopping it. So who was your winner?
Don't say that. They won't have you on a team next year.
I know. Well,
it's the best ball, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's best ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a decent putter.
So you do have strengths when it comes to.
I do have a couple.
Okay.
I can putt. That's about
good.
All I can do.
You better get that out there or nobody wants you on their team next year.
I'll tell everybody I'm a good putter.
That's right.
I'm not a good putter. I'm a decent putter.
Okay.
I'm a decent putter. I can get close. And that's what you need in a scramble. You need the guy who can start out and get close.
Right.
So that everybody else has something to aim at.
Yep.
Or they can go blow the ball by the hole.
Yeah. You don't want to go over the hole and you don't want to go in the
bunker. No, you do want to go over
the
hole. No, you do want to go over the hole.
You do want to go over it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because in a scramble, because if you're short of the hole, that means you just wasted a shot.
Oh, okay.
You got to go past it. So you're at least giving it enough of a oomph to get close.
There's a lot
of strategy here to this.
I guess so.
And the last time you were here, you were beginning to learn golf.
Yeah, I haven't been out there since. Andrew and I need to go out there. I've got lessons I need to schedule.
Oh, that happens. Okay. Yep. So who won? You never did say.
Citizens National Bank won.
Is that right? So we're letting the folks from the other county come over and take our golfing away.
Now he lives in Wayne County.
I'm just teasing. Oh. giving Reese a little bit of heck there.
Yeah.
Give him a little bit
they had
of
a good
guff.
Team.
They did have a mm-hmm. good team. So yeah, congratulations to them. And a good time was had by all, I presume.
Yes. Yep. It was a good time.
All right, well, good. You gonna do that next year?
I plan on it.
Do you make big bucks?
We did well, yes.
How much you make?
Well, we did. I'm not going to say how much we made, but we did really well. But you know what? You know what makes it so well for us?
By the way, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
I will tell you right now that I do not have a planned surprise phone call
okay.
from anybody.
Thank you.
For today.
Wow.
Ladies really? And gentlemen, Carrie Hallbert came in here this morning nervous as a cat. waiting for another phone call, the other shoe to drop.
Oh, gosh.
Because of last month. By the way, have you heard from me? Have you talked to your brother since then?
Yes, I have.
I didn't know if that was the last time you might have talked to your brother
no,
on the radio. And
I've talked to him and Julia. Yeah.
How are they doing?
They're good.
Okay, good.
They're good.
Good. So wonderful. So you were saying?
Okay, so really, the chamber wouldn't do near as well with this golf tournament if we did not have all of these sponsors.
Yeah, support, don't
we,
you?
Oh, we have a tons of support, and I am just so thankful that there are wonderful businesses out there that will support the chamber's golf outing.
Well, that's very nice. That's very cool. And it also, you know, it gets the chamber's name out there.
It does.
Because that helps out whenever you have things that are helpful, presumably to me, to the whole community, like last weekend.
Right.
Last weekend was the big rummage sale.
We had the townwide rummage sale. That is a happen. Fairfield's a happening place.
So how many different sales did you have going on the list?
We had 50 people on the list.
50?
Yeah, one more than last year.
How about that?
And on the back, we did something different. We sold ads, and we had 9.
Okay.
And I was very happy with that because it's new.
Sure.
So, yeah, we had 9 ads.
I wonder how they did. Have you talked to any of the people who bought the ads to see?
I know that one of them did really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think, could they buy like double slots next year or something?
If it's available, I would think so.
Somebody want to, that'd be a way to go.
Yep.
Yeah, say Bruce's rummage sale is going to be really, really cool.
Because he has extra big
extra big shoes, extra big shirts or something like that.
Yep.
Nah, nobody wants any of my stuff.
Never know.
I wear it out.
Okay.
So you had how many people? You had how many did you distribute? How many maps did you
have? Well, I ordered 600 at first. Usually we order 700, but I thought we'll start 600, and I had to order 100 more. So we printed 700 maps.
So 7 would have been a pretty good start anyway.
Yeah, and people were calling me that morning wanting to know where maps could be found, so I directed them to the proper
There were
place.
Several different places that there the were. Folks were keeping the maps, yep. right?
Yep.
And I always wonder, you know, logically, a chamber of commerce doing a rummage sale or promoting a rummage sale seems antithetical to your businesses that are members of the chamber. But really, it's not like that, is it?
A ton of people come from and out of town.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people from out of town. And, you know, we want them to go to our restaurants, you know, shop downtown, you know. Stop at all of our businesses here as well.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yep. And if they don't go, at least they're coming to town and they see what we have because they might come back later on.
Do you have any idea how many people come in for this kind of thing?
I don't. I wish I knew.
Well, you know, one of those how would you know? Yeah, how would you know if other than you're giving away 700?
Right.
Yeah. But it was in the paper and we had it on the website too. So then you had it on your website. Then you have it on your Facebook page or whatever,
yes,
your chamber
sure
page?
Yes, sure did. Yep. And I put it on other Facebook pages as well. Like, there is a page on Facebook that's for the townwide rummage sale that somebody else made. So
really?
Put it on there. Put it on the trading pages because people shop those a lot. So
not only did you distribute 700, mm-hmm. 700 maps, printed maps,
right?
Other folks could have done their own.
Right. Yep, and I saw that because somebody came to mind with their own printed.
Did they have both sides, or did they just print the one side?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Did you put both sides out there to be printed?
Oh, yes. Yep, sure did.
I'm really interested. I'd like to know how well those did. I think they had to do – I think the printed sheets, the doubled up people, I mm-hmm. thought those – I think that was just a great idea.
Good.
There's a way you can find that out. You can call those people.
Well, I could.
I hate to give you the assignment for next month.
Thanks. Well, it's kind of slowing down, so I might have a little bit more time on my hands.
Well, yeah, you've
been pretty crazy.
You've been a little busy with the other things too, right?
Yes, that's right.
She's been running this Pretty Up Your Porch contest, and we're going to talk all about it whenever you return. Give away the winning. How many did you have? How many nominations?
We had. Let's see. We had 14, what, 20?
And were they like mine, nominated several times?
Well, some were in a front porch and back porch category.
Oh, okay.
One house had front, back, and stoop.
Really?
Yeah.
They have all three?
Yes.
I'll be doggone.
They sure did.
So you're going to announce the popular winner as well as the judges' winners, right?
That's correct. I am.
I can't wait. I am excited.
We have special recognitions. The judges wanted to make special recognitions.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see that on that list. Is that on that list?
Yes, it is. Well, special awards.
You're not. You didn't let me see it before.
I know. I'm not going to show you.
Oh! This is the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Carrie Hallbert on here. We're going to give away the prizes for the Pretty Up Your Porch contest when we return here on the AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by Carrie Hallbert. She's the Executive Director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, and it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's a lot of fun, this Pretty Up Your Porch contest.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So it's co-sponsored with the Fairfield Beautification Committee.
Okay.
And Judy Griswold is on that committee, and her and I went around and we took pictures of all of the porches, and we just had a great time.
Did you get attacked by any dogs or anything like that?
No, but I really enjoyed visiting with her.
Attacked by birds like I got attacked?
No.
Is that why? I must tell you, I've just browsed through all the pictures, and I voted. It's a little late now.
That's okay.
But I went ahead and voted.
Okay.
I must admit, the best one isn't there. Mine.
I know. I love your porch.
How did it not get in?
You weren't nominated.
Nominated this year.
I don't know. I wanted to put you down, but you said no.
Well, you know what happened.
What?
We had some work done at the house, and so the porch was kind of in disarray.
Yes.
During the month. And it's clearly what happened. I guess we wanted to let other people win.
Yes, you wanted other people to have a chance.
Yeah.
So next year you definitely are.
That's
kind of
what. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Maybe you can give other change folks up a little bit from last time.
I don't know what you're even talking about. You mean change something?
I'm
terrifically against that.
Well, I noticed you had blues on your porch.
Yeah.
You can keep your blues, but add another pop of color, like yellow. That would
be
really
pretty. I got to tell you, the blues that we had on the porch last year, they've kind of turned brownish.
Okay. You definitely need to change. That is the case.
Dust and cats.
Oh, my gosh.
so the colors have changed.
Okay. Not in a good way.
Well, you didn't say. All right. So you did have some repeat nominees from last year, I guess.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And some new ones.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yes. I was very excited to see some new porches.
So you and Judy went around and took the pictures.
Yes.
But you guys weren't judging, were you?
No. I had out-of-town judges.
Did they judge from the pictures, or did they come and visit the porches?
They came on Friday.
See, now that's a pretty nice little time investment by some of these folks, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
How many folks did you have come judge?
I had two.
Two
people from out of town, south, way south, like 2 hours south.
Okay.
And they came, and they, because I didn't want the judges to know anybody.
Sure.
I want it to be, you know, just level, on the same level as everybody else.
But were they bringing more of a, southern decor taste?
Well, they decorate very well.
Okay.
They have a lot, really good taste. Right. So, they came and they judged.
So, they were judging front porches and mm-hmm. back porches, as well as stoops. Last time you were here, you defined stoops. We were trying to get a definition of stoop. How many of each of everything did you have entered? Can you tell me that?
I sure can. We had 14 front porches.
Okay.
We had 6 back porches and 4 stoops.
Do people put, I guess people put more work on their front porches now.
No, you should see
some of these back porches.
Really? Are, oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the kind of the difference,
unreal.
Though. Kind of the difference between a, it's a socionomic thing, sociological thing, in that towns like this with older homes,
mm-hmm.
you still have front porches.
Right.
Whereas your newer cities and newer homes and cities, they don't, they work on the back.
Right.
They don't put stuff on the front really so much, do they?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you had, and how many stoops?
We had 4 stoops.
4 stoops.
Mm-hmm.
How big is a stoop?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Size of this room?
No.
Size of that corner?
The corner, yeah.
All right.
I mean, like, it could be the size of half of this desk.
All right. I've burnt enough time. People have been waiting to know.
Okay.
First and second place, or just first place?
No, just first place.
Okay. Who won the best front porch?
Best front porch went to Terry and Becky Stahl.
Best front porch to Terry and Becky Stahl. Are you going to give me a list of this, by the way?
Yeah, I can.
All right. I'm going to need a list of that for the news. Terry and Becky, congratulations. Where are they located?
Center. And hold on. Where is it?
What was the end?
913 West Center.
And give me the highlights of it. That's the one behind the old church, right?
Yes. Okay. It is decorated so cute.
Right on the.
She has so all you sorts turn, of stuff on there. Colorful.
It's turn so right funny. Up there. Just if you're driving on Delaware, turn right mm-hmm. just past the People's National Bank.
Correct.
And it'll be there on your left, I guess, right?
Yes, you go up a block, it's on your left, on the corner.
That's pretty sharp. All right. Who won the best back porch?
Best back porch.
And I see I'm giving this addresses, but these people, they may not want you walking around back to take a look at their porch, right?
Well,
as long as
you can see this back porch from the road.
Okay, within reason.
Just don't go in the back porch.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Okay, so the back porch is Mike and Paula Best.
Mike and Paula Best on Elm Street. How about that?
At the corner of Elm and Epworth.
Yeah, I drive by that thing every day or two.
I never even noticed.
Oh, really?
Well,
Goodness. They've put a lot of work into that.
I've noticed they've done a lot of work lately. It is gorgeous.
No, not lately, over the last 20 years.
But they put new siding, and they added a lot to their front porch recently.
Oh, really?
And the back, they've added it's like a room. It's the coolest thing.
Yeah, that's the question. Does it keep you cool? Because it's got ceiling fan on there, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
But
the other side has a door.
Yeah.
So
to the backyard.
Big open on one side, and then go straight through, and there's a door. So you can kind of get some airflow through there.
Okay, the door goes the open sides to the Elm Street side.
Correct.
Okay, so you would be able to see this coming going down Elm.
Right.
I see.
All right.
Because the front of their house faces Epworth.
Yes, that's right.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, and their front porch was in the front porch category as well.
Oh, really?
It's really pretty too.
Nice. Well, you know, they do a lot of work. Who won the stoop?
The best stoop was Mary Sprague.
Mary Sprague. How about that?
711 North First.
711 North First. Okay.
Catty corner from the Northside School.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So all the way up there to the corner. Parkhurst. Mm-hmm. They're at Parkhurst and First.
Uh-huh.
On the southwest corner?
On the south, yes, southwest corner.
Okay.
I think
congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all of them.
Yes,
and you know, all, you know, it's, and I'll speak for the other people who were nominated. It's just an honor to be nominated.
That's right.
I don't feel like a tremendous loser.
I will be in contact nominated. With the winners soon. To
contact
get them their
the
chamber
winners.
Bucks.
All right.
They get $75 in chamber bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of, well, we've got one more giveaway, don't we?
We do.
Pretty
People's
soon we
choice.
Got. Pretty soon we've got to talk about chamber bucks here in a little bit, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, People's Choice.
Serendipity is providing, well, they're sponsoring this one. This is Serendipity's People's Choice. So what I did is we went around, we took pictures of all of the nominations,
sure.
put them on the Chamber's Facebook page in a certain album, and then I encouraged everybody to go on and vote for their favorite porch.
So you could only vote for one.
Well, you
presumably.
Could vote for many, but the person with the most votes won. So the person with the most votes was...
How many votes did you get, do you know?
I don't know about altogether, but I didn't count them up altogether.
Okay.
But they had about 80, more, I think 80.
But it was tight.
Well, the other one had like 70.
Really?
Yeah, it was real close.
How about that?
It was very close.
Who won?
Well, it is Jorge and Tara
Munoz.
Yeah, Munoz and Kay Bishop, because she lives there too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Jorge and Tara and Kay.
And that address is 107 Northwest 2nd.
That is just north of the old Werco. Clark Station.
Right. That's right.
The Clark Station. Is that right? Well, it sounds like you had a lot of really good entries.
We did. I mean, really, Mike and Paula's was new, a nomination this year, and so was Jorge and Tara's. That was new.
I'm gonna say Terry and Becky, they didn't win last year, but I saw
they won the small porch.
They won the small porch last year,
yeah.
and this year graduated to front porch.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's pretty awesome.
Did
they really cool
did
porch.
They double up the size of their porch or something to do that or
no? But man, she can decorate. She has lots of talent.
You ever seen her do her Halloween costumes?
Yes.
Yes, she can decorate.
Yeah, she is a talented girl.
That's very impressive.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay.
But I do have some special awards I'd like to talk
Special awards.
About.
Special
yes.
recognition.
The judges
didn't want to stop at just one.
They didn't. They had they some
wished,
special recognition.
They wished they had more stuff they could give out to everybody.
Yeah,
huh?
They just loved... So they went to one of the Stoop nominations, Ruth Braddock's place.
Ruth Braddock.
And she kind of watches kids during the day.
Okay.
And they were outside playing. And, oh, my
like
goodness, the judges loved that. So
really?
Ruth got the award for best lawn entertainment. They had a blast. The judges loved it.
Well, see, now that's great. That, yep. That's cool. She says that doesn't help her in the pocketbook.
Well, it's nice to be recognized.
What other recognitions were there?
The other was Yates on North 7th. North 7th.
Yeah.
And that one.
That's a gorgeous porch.
The judges went on and on about this. It was the best nature habitat.
Oh, is that right?
She said there were birds coming in. She said there was a lot of native plants. And they just talked. They loved this space. They really loved it.
Yeah, you know, the amazing
thing. The nature part of it.
The amazing thing about Yates, mm-hmm. about Yates' place is how you can have such a very impressive porch type of area. A lot of work put into that place. Basically a sanctuary.
Yes.
To where you spend several hours and minutes and hours on end in the same neighborhood as two
you.
Gigantic Great Danes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very impressive
that
they're able
so
to do that.
Impressed
yeah.
with the Yates's. So.
How about that?
Yeah.
So another successful, porch contest. Did you have any other sponsors other than the Serendipity of this thing? Or did
nope,
I didn't know
Serendipity?
Serendipity did the only sponsorship.
Well, yep.
you were going to mention, you forgot we were going to talk about some of the golf sponsors earlier.
Yes, I want to go over some of the golf sponsors. The prize sponsorships, because we had some of the little contests, that was sponsored by CF Physical Therapy.
I tell you what, let's do. We'll talk about some of those golf folks when we come back, as well as then we're going to talk about what more you have coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
You got a lot coming up, right?
I know. Well, I want to talk about a welcome packet and Chamber Bucks.
Welcome packet, Chamber Bucks, sponsors, and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
I've got Carrie Halbert here. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We're talking all kinds of stuff, Chamber, and we'll be back. Talk a little bit more about them after these.
Tell me her name, because I really want to see her. Tell me her game, because I need an exit strategy. Oh, what a tragedy. But I know she's not what's best for me, and I know she'll cause me harm, and I know she'd rather fly away to someone else's arms. Oh, it's true, the world wants a mystery, but I need to know one thing. What's Victoria's Secret? Fantasy. Oh, it's vanity. Yes, she seems to get the best of me, of what little there is left. And it seems that she's controlling me like a robot in a trance. And it's true, we don't learn from history, but I've gotta know one thing. What's Victoria's Secret?
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It is 9:45, 82 degrees outside. Our low temperature is just 77, so it hadn't been going up very fast today. Hopefully it stays in the 80s. Supposed to. 30% chance of showers with a high of 88 degrees. Yeah, we were talking, I'm talking with Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. And we were talking, Carrie, before we took off, you had Serendipity helped sponsor the big Pretty Up Your Porch thing. You had several sponsors out there at the golf course. Tell me, you can't really do this alone, can you?
Oh, gosh, no. I have lots of help and lots of sponsors to make this thing a success. So CF Physical Therapy is our prize sponsorship. Priceless.
Which one's CF Physical Therapy?
It's out there by Maurice's.
Okay, out there.
It's new. We actually have a ribbon cutting ceremony for them on Thursday at 11:30.
You know, you could have brought that up earlier.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you now.
Okay, you got a ribbon cutting ceremony at CF Physical Services this Thursday.
Yes, 11:30.
Have you sent anything in to Lynn? I haven't heard of the news.
No. And we have one at AT&T.
You're not sleeping.
I'm busy. Telling you, I wasn't there yesterday. It has been crazy.
You're busy. Yeah, so you're going to AT&T just down the down the strip mall.
That's next Thursday, the 30th at 1.
Same building though.
No, they moved across.
Oh, that new building's ready to go, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
So then we have Priceless Foods donated soda.
Nice.
People's National Bank donated lunch. FNB and Bex Hybrid sponsored the carts.
Oh, good.
And Wayne White Electric Co-op sponsored the water, ice, and helped with tables.
That's cool.
And McDonald's donated coupons for everybody. And W5W sponsored first place.
I got coupons?
Prize. Yes.
I didn't see them. You should have. I got like...
It was a McDonald's coupon. Was it breakfast? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did see that.
And then Carter Trucking donated second place prize.
Oh, okay. Citizens National Bank won first place.
That's right.
Okay.
Takes a village to have a very successful golf outing. Well, so thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
It does that. It does at that. Okay, you've got something new here, don't you?
I do, yes.
Tell me what is new here at the chamber. You've got a real nice little presentation device, don't you?
Yes. When I first started this job, I noticed that, you know, when somebody moves to town, we really don't have anything put together. So I've kind of been having list of ideas, and so the mayor suggested that we put together a welcome packet.
Okay.
So Flo has worked very hard the past month putting together a welcome packet.
Nice.
And so we have all sorts of things in there. So like City Fairfield contacts, Fairfield shopping experience lists, the stores, restaurants, bakeries, pharmacies. Then we have a listing of Fairfield healthcare facilities and schools, after school programs, daycare facilities.
So you can give this not only to people who have moved here, to prospective folks, right?
Right. And yeah, people have contacted me if they want to move. So I have not sent one of these because it was before this was made, but I sent them, they wanted to know about advertising.
Sure.
And so I sent them a whole lot of information.
Oh, great.
That they're moving to the area.
You put us on top, right?
Yes. All right. And then Helping Hands,
places. You put my name on top there for the...
Yes, I did.
All right. That's a pretty nice little packet. Who put that together? You said
Floated,
huh?
We've had these...
You've had the folders for a while, right?
Yes, we have. And so, yep, we have these. So if you're a new member
of the
community, we have about... 30, I think, made up right now. So, but we're going to add to it. We're going to add more information. So it's just in the beginning stages. So.
Where do you get all your information? I mean, it's just through your basic going around and interviewing folks and for whenever you're recruiting
members? A lot of this is on our website already.
Oh, okay.
Is on my website or Flo's website.
What's the website?
My website is FairfieldIllinoisChamber.com. Her website is Fairfield-Illinois.com.
And that's the more area development.
That's right, right.
Of the side of it, I guess. Well, you know, you guys work hand in hand, I guess.
We do. Yep.
Okay.
We do. So
you've got that going on. What else do you have going on? You got all kinds of business.
Well, Chamber Bucks.
Chamber Bucks. This is where you need help from the community.
I do need help. So I am calling out for a big help from everybody. I'm glad.
I spent mine.
Good.
So I mean so if you're looking for me to spend them, they're gone unless you want to give me more.
I need Chamber Bucks.
Really?
Yes. I really need Chamber Bucks.
You're calling on your chamber members who might have some laying around.
Yes. And the community members who have them, because we've had TGIF raffles. So if you have, Chamber Bucks from TGIF raffle, then please spend those.
When is the last time you had somebody, have a Fifth Friday? Because that's the guy.
It's coming up in July.
Those are the people you need to talk to. The last one?
Yes. The person from April. I have talked to somebody, and they've spent them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you see, now that's the thing. I must admit the $25 when you have $25, those go pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to
bump that at all, is my point.
Okay. No, that's okay.
No, you can't really do that right now.
No, not right now.
Before I win again. I mean, you wanted to bump them again before I win again.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
All right.
I'd be okay with that.
Sure. Okay. We'll make sure we have plenty when we pick your name.
So
for the $200.
That's the thing. We could also look at this, Carrie, as kind of an economic experiment, an economics experiment. We're testing the velocity of money in how fast the items move through the community.
Yes, they need to. It needs to move quickly.
You need to move them quickly back to you. Is your point?
Yes, we do. Yeah, let's move those things a little bit faster.
Well, that's cool. All right. So, what's the next contest? What's the next thing we're doing at the chamber? I know we got Fun Fest coming up.
We
Just take it easy. I don't mean to get you fired up yet.
When the
words Fall Fun Fest come up, you do get a little bit excited.
Oh, it's so exciting. I can't wait.
See, now that's pretty cool.
I love Fall Fun Fest.
I don't blame you.
Oh, man. I cannot imagine anybody not liking the Fall Fun Fest.
Really?
How would you not like the Fall Fun Fest?
I'll say you're allergic to corn dogs.
Home, you get to, I don't eat corn dogs, but I like lots of other stuff at the Fall Fun Fest. And I like to go to the chamber tent and see
I messed up.
Everybody in there.
I clearly made an error. I brought it up.
I'm sorry. Can't help it. I love it.
All right. How's the recruiting going? You got any
new? I have new members.
Yeah, well, see, that I knew you did. I was kind of hoping you did.
I do have new members.
Who are your new members?
Glow by Mitchell.
What's that?
It is where... It's across my mom's house.
Okay.
On Main Street.
Oh, yeah. What is that place? It was a tanning salon.
Yeah, okay. It's still a tanning salon.
Okay.
Mitchell Malone owns it. And
that's a first name.
Glow by Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'd seen the sign. I was trying to figure out what Mitchell was involved in that, I didn't know. If it's somebody's... Mitchell Malone?
Mitchell Malone owns that. Well... Embroidery and More now has new owners.
By the way, when is Glow by Mitchell? Are they going to have a...
We are going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony. We just haven't planned it yet.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Embroidery and More has new owners.
How about that? Ryan and Kathy, huh?
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It is very exciting. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to see that.
So they're new members. And AT&T.
Are they going to have a new grand opening or something too?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about that.
And you say AT&T out there in the new building.
Yes. In the new
brand
building.
Brand new building.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I haven't been inside there yet. I need to stop by.
Who did where did you go talk to them over in the other building?
Yes.
Before?
A couple times.
So are they going to have a ribbon cutting? You say next
Thursday? June 30th, 1 o'clock.
Is the CEO of AT&T coming in?
I am not sure what dignitaries will attend from AT&T. I've been in contact with somebody from
really?
AT&T.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, that's cool. It'd be nice to get some big dignitaries in there.
That would be nice.
And have them figure out ways to like lower my payments and stuff.
Okay, you can talk to them about that. Go for it, Bruce.
Lower my phone bill. Now that's the thing. We could go in there. You can go in there anytime and talk about lowering your phone bill.
You could, yeah.
Just may not be successful.
Right.
That's the kind of success I've been having with another place.
So. Okay. Well, the chamber's a happening place.
The chamber's a happening place. When are you there? And if anybody has any idea or want to see those books, when do they need to come and see you?
I am typically there 1 to 5 every day.
Okay.
Except for twice a month when I have board meetings.
You're right.
So today I'm there in the morning and I'll be at my other job this afternoon.
Right. So you do that. You're not there in the afternoon when you have the retail merchants meeting either. Then.
Right. So the first Tuesday and then the third Tuesday, I am working in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But I will not be there tomorrow.
You're going to miss tomorrow.
I'm missing tomorrow.
Yes. Well, you've had a previous engagement. What's the what's the phone number, that kind of thing?
842-6116. Or you can email me, chamber@fairfieldwireless.net.
When you look down the road, what do you see for the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce?
I see it growing.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Lots of new members. We've grown. We've gotten received a lot of new members over the past year. And I see that furthering.
Strengthening it, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. And more activities, more promotions.
Who's on the board now?
I have to get my list out. We have
who's president then?
President is Kathy Burkett.
I thought Kathy was still president.
Yes, and Michelle Garner.
I wasn't really meaning to ask you a question I didn't know.
Okay, well, but I know. I just had to think about it. Michelle Garner is vice president.
Okay. See, I would think you might get the two boards mixed up a little bit if somebody asks you who's on the board.
No, I will not get them mixed up.
Okay, whatever you say.
Nope.
Okay.
But honestly,
they do a lot of work, don't they?
Oh, they do. And the retail merchants, if you're a chamber member, you can come to the retail merchants meeting.
Oh, that's cool.
First Tuesday, 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to be a retail business.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I was never invited at the wholesale, you know.
Well, come on. You can come now.
No,
oh, yeah, you can't. You're on the radio.
I can't. That's right.
Well, send somebody from WFIW.
Yeah, we need to do that. We'll certainly do that. Well, Carrie, it sounds like it's really the happening place, isn't it?
It is. Yep.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the Bruce Dickey Show again
today. Thank you for having me.
I'll see you next month, okay?
All right. See you next month.
Thanks very much. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.